Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Like always, I need you to weigh in on this. It's polls apart. You can text us anytime, 0429 985 985. But today's question, Beck.
I'm looking forward to this. You said it's gross.
Like, it is a little bit gross. It depends how you or where you sit on the fence.
I just want to clarify that before this break, I said, do you have any hygiene? I meant tips. Do you have any personal hygiene tips?
Sure you did. the question is, have you shared a toothbrush?
No. And maybe by accident.
By accident? What do you... Okay.
Well, Evan and I usually have the same toothbrush.
Oh, so you might accidentally just use the same one. You would know because the bristles would be flat.
How'd you know that Evan's bristles are flat on his toothbrush?
Like a guess.
Yes, that's how I realised I was using the wrong toothbrush. I was like, these are too flat.
He scrubs too hard. Yeah, I had that same problem. I had to go to an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, so you couldn't scrub.
Yeah, pretty much.
The things we learn about you every day, Jazeel.
The dentist kept telling me off and they said, do not use that. You have to go electric.
You need to calm down when you brush your teeth.
Too vigorous. Yep. Anyway, the question is, have you shared a toothbrush? I have got some great stats to back this up.
Is this on purpose? Are you saying like on purpose?
This is on purpose, yeah.
Because my kids come the other day. I was like, Aubrey, you didn't brush your teeth. Your toothbrush is dry. She's like, oh no, I accidentally used Gwyneth's toothbrush. And she's like, yeah, she did. I saw her using it. I'm like,
you know the gross. Right. That is a gross.
They didn't care.
I did the same thing once.
With?
I stayed at my best friend's house, and I stayed there for a week.
Yeah.
And because I brush so vigorously, I change my toothbrush every 2 weeks.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, like I brush hard.
I'm glad you're not brushing that hard anymore.
So anyway, I was at his house, got to the end, and I was like, cool, there's my toothbrush, put it in my bag, went home. And then I got a phone call that night saying, hey, my mum's looking for a toothbrush. Did you take the wrong toothbrush home? I'd forgotten that I got a brand new one.
Oh,
and her colour was my old one. So for a week, I lived in the house with them, sharing a toothbrush with his mum twice a day for an entire week without
that
knowing.
That is brilliant.
So
that
gross.
Is brilliant.
So I am part of these stats, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but I want to hear from you. 0429 985 985. Have you ever shared a toothbrush with someone else? And this includes your spouse.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Still gross. But text yes or no if you have ever. I feel like it needs to be, have you done it on purpose?
Have you done it on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What are the stats around people who accidentally or they...
Well, the stats are actually done it. Yeah, they're on purpose.
Yeah, so only if you like...
If you've done it on purpose. By accident, forget about it.
Yeah, if you've done it on purpose.
A lot of texts coming through here. Reggie says, not on purpose, but he has done it.
Yeah.
Aiden, no, I have not shared my toothbrush.
I love this one from Andy.
Yeah.
Have only ever used another family member's toothbrush intentionally when desperate, but ran under super hot water first.
Yeah, see, I've also done that once when I was younger.
Yeah.
Just boiling hot water, just you want that fresh.
You have a really good memory. Because now, like you say that, I feel like I have had to do that with Evan's toothbrush before.
So we're both in the same figures, I guess.
Yeah. I think I've had to do that.
Oh, these stats are adding up. This is terrifying. More text here. Yes, me and my hubby, we share our toothbrushes since we've been married. 15 years.
That's crazy. So that's like not just
sharing
like
a toothbrush.
It's not a one-off. They're committed. They're in it. They just share a toothbrush.
Wow. I mean, nope, no comments. another one here. Toothbrush should just be for yourself. Don't share it with anyone. Okay. There are so many things coming through, and I need them to continue, but both yes and no's, because a lot of time we only get one side.
Yeah.
Whether you have shared it, yes or no, let us know. 0429 985 985. I will give you some stats.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you the overall stats.
Yep.
But I will say, and this is commissioned by the Oral Health Foundation in the UK. This is a huge study.
All right.
Okay, so you can trust the study this time.
Only, but we're still doing our own research.
The poll shows that men are significantly more likely to allow somebody to borrow their toothbrush than ladies. Now, 32% of guys are like, yeah, you can borrow it. 20% of ladies will say yes.
Yeah, and it says someone.
anyone.
Like, just any rando goes, hey, can I borrow your toothbrush? Sure, mate. Here, take it.
I... You
no
know
worries.
What? You know what? I'm just going to give you these stats because they're incredible, okay? So of those percentage that have used and shared a toothbrush,
yep.
When asked who are you willing to share your toothbrush with or who have you shared a toothbrush with, these are three stats that I thought were interesting. A family member, 8%. A friend, 5%. The last one, at 4%, is a next door neighbor.
No.
4%? Of the population of those that are willing to share, are willing to share with their next door neighbour. Why?
Why? I'm just like, how are you in this situation where you go...
Can I have some sugar? Also, where's your toothbrush?
Yeah. Can I have a cup of sugar and your toothbrush?
Like, what?
Please.
No, get off my porch.
Yes, you can have the sugar. No, you cannot have my toothbrush.
And just quickly, Dana, the question is, have you ever shared someone's toothbrush? Brush? Yes or no?
God, no. That's just disturbing if someone has.
Okay, putting you down.
Yeah, Giselle has.
Oh, well, we don't need to get into who or who hasn't, okay? It's a no. I'm just adding you to the list.
Thanks, Dana.
A few more texts coming through. Natalie says, no way. That is gross, all right?
I love this one from Jenny. At first, it was an accident. I love that. My hubby and I would just changed our toothbrushes to new ones, and then we packed them to go camping. At some point, I noticed one toothbrush was coming back from the toilet block dry, so I asked my hubby, and it turned out we'd both been using the same toothbrush for days. By then, it had already descended into chaos, so I just used whatever toothbrush was at hand.
I've already done it. Who cares?
It's too late now.
Let's just keep going.
Jenny, has it now continued?
They've got one toothbrush, I guarantee.
That's it.
Otherwise, you wouldn't put at first. A lot of ticks coming through. Do you want to hear the stats out of the UK or our own personal stats first?
Hey, which one's grosser?
Okay, well, I'll just give you our one first. So 60% of the 98.5 family have shared a toothbrush intentionally with someone else.
Ew, gross.
60%.
60%.
So ours is a lot worse. In the UK, it's 26%. So one in four will use someone else's toothbrush.
Well, just by this room of you, me, and Talana. Talana, yeah. Have you intentionally... She says no.
No, but you have and I have.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's...
Checks out.
Yeah. 60%. Or 77.3.
And we know that males, more likely...
77.7, sorry.
The females to share. We also know age range, okay? So what age range do you think is most likely... to use someone else's toothbrush?
I reckon probably 30 plus.
30 plus? So the older you get, the more likely you're like,
yeah,
who cares?
Yep.
It's actually the complete opposite.
Really?
So young adults, 55% of them said yes, would share. Then it goes into like a parent section.
Yep.
30% of parents will say, yep, I'll share. And then grandparents are like, no way, 13%.
Really?
So the older you get, the less likely you are to actually share your toothbrush with someone.
That's so interesting. Do you think it's because your teeth get grosser as you get older?
Actually, good point. Mm. It's like getting yellow, a little bit of decay.
Yeah, but when you're younger, fresh as.
But then
when
you get old, they're not even real. They're a denture.
Not anymore, though. Dentistry has come a long way.
What, do no one use dentures anymore?
Not like a full set of dentures.
They just implant a tooth in there.
Yeah, they usually like drill
screw
on it
in.
Oh, thank you, Reggie. He said 66.6% back. Thank you. My mouse was off.
We love you, Reggie. Thank you very much. So there you have it. These are the stats. 98.5, the family, 60% of us will share a toothbrush, whether that be a neighbour, a friend, or a family member. Who knows?
No, I'm sorry, a neighbour. Okay, this one's just purely for me.
Yeah.
If you have shared your toothbrush with your neighbour, please, please text in.
According to research, 4%.
4% of our 60%. So at least one of these people who texted us
has
shared it with their neighbour.
Yeah.
You're right. I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.